Good morning. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Ashland is not only the site of first-rate theater companies, it's a training ground for future generations of professional actors and musicians. My guest today is a prime example of that. Stephanie Lee grew up benefiting from local mentorship in the performing arts, and she made her debut as a teenager on the stage of the Ashland High School Theater. After a lot of hard work, she eventually made it to Broadway, where she starred as Mary Poppins for 3 years. She's back in town now to deliver a one-night performance of a one-woman show this Sunday at Ashland High School. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Vanessa. So happy to be here.
This is sort of a full circle story that we'll be getting into. So tell us about the beginning, the early mentorship you got here in Southern Oregon, because arts education is so often underfunded, and you're a living testament to its value.
Yes, yeah. I feel so lucky to have grown up here. It's very rare, I've realized since leaving, to have grown up in such a small town that has such a support of the arts. I absolutely fell in love with theater here. Fell in love, started with singing, then went to dancing, then went to theater. And there really was so much support here, so many lessons I could take, people I could go to. Of course, the partnership with OSF and Ashland High School was huge. I was directed by OSF people. I had designers from OSF. And like I said, after I left and I studied at Carnegie Mellon after I graduated. And a lot of the students there, you know, had been to arts high schools, had arts trainings from bigger cities. And I absolutely felt like I had, you know, if not better education and footing to go forward with. And then on top of that, it was like I had this community that never said I shouldn't do this. You know, everyone here, at least in my opinion and my experience, was very supportive of me going into the arts, which is also very rare. I never had anyone saying, you know, maybe you should think of something a little more stable or get a fallback job or something.
They would have just a plan B.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There is something to that. You would think that, oh, the big metropolises, you know, or the arts high schools, you know, would give people edge. But there is something to a small community because the staff to student ratio is so much more in the students' favor.
Yes.
Not to mention that they can demonstrate here by the local institutions that this is a reality if you work really hard. This is a career path.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So did you feel prepared for the demands of a Broadway schedule?
Oh, gosh. I mean, yes. I think there are very few things that can prepare you for the Broadway schedule because it's such a unique thing. When you're studying, you rehearse a show for a long time, and then you do it when you're in school maybe for a week, maybe 2 weeks, a weekend. And then, of course, when you go into the professional world, you're maybe – if you're in regional theater, you're doing a show for – maybe 3 months, maybe a couple weekends again. But Broadway, if you're lucky enough, you're doing the show 8 times a week for a year, 2 years. In my case, I did Mary Poppins for 3 years. And then it becomes a whole different animal. And that was certainly a learning curve for me to figure out what I needed to do every day to maintain my body, maintain my voice, maintain my energy, to do the show at the best of my abilities 8 times a week. And then, of course, you have to navigate the mental fatigue and how to kind of ride the wave of how am I going to do this show again and make it fresh 2 years in?
How do you develop that, both the mental and physical stamina to do that sort of schedule?
Well, it was a lot of trial and error for me. I mean, I was so young. I was 22, I think, when I started Mary Poppins. And, of course, I'd never had any experience like that. I had to learn, you know, what my body needed. I needed to work out. I needed to make sure that I went to dance class. I needed to make sure I stretched. I needed to warm up. I needed to warm up my voice. I also needed to make sure I got enough rest, enough water. It was, you know, a whole regimen of things that I learned that I needed to do. And the mental stamina, you know, that also is trial and error, and kind of there's not much you can do to prepare for the times when you're just in a lull, you know. I think I have learned to just kind of embrace it and know that it's a wave and you kind of just have to ride the wave. It almost becomes like a meditation because you're doing the same thing 8 shows a week.
Right.
So you then can kind of put yourself on top of that same pattern and bring yourself, whatever that is, the best of yourself to the show every night.
After Mary Poppins, you wrote and starred in a cabaret called Matrescence about your experience of becoming a mom and moving to the burbs. And we'll hear a clip from that and then have you talk about it.
She's fair and she's quiet, Lord. She doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning. She's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. I am the mother of Evangeline.
That was a live recording of the song Mother, performed by Stephanie Lee. Can you give our audience a brief description of the art form of cabaret? What is that as distinct from musical theater?
Yes.
Or a recital?
Yeah. So I do like to say that it's kind of somewhere in between theater and a concert. And I think what makes cabaret so special is that it really often is personal storytelling, autobiographical, and it's told through singing other people's music. So it's kind of like a mixtape and then your favorite autobiography audiobook mashed together, and then,
like,
you know, a theater performance.
So strung together with anecdotes and revelations. Perhaps.
Yeah. And it's a really, you know, you're going to hear these songs in a different way than you've ever heard them before because they're told to tell this story. For me in Matrescence, I was telling the story of becoming a mother for the first time. So I wrote it when I was pregnant. I performed it a week before going into labor.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was very pregnant at the time. But I knew I wanted to make something about that time in my life because it's so unique. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But I had always wanted to write my own work. I had always had this sort of yearning to say my own thoughts and my own words. And most of my career had been doing theater and expressing myself through other people's words. So I knew I wanted to jump in to writing my own work, which is very intimidating and it's very vulnerable and intimate. But I'm so happy I did because I now have this marker of a very, very unique time in my life. That I've already forgotten so much about. I thought when I was pregnant that I would, like, remember it forever, but I've already kind of started to forget what it was like. And it's really nice to have that show to look back on and remember what it was like, and also to be able to show my son, I think, is going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. And you were dealing with the physical demands of pregnancy, too, so that was another set.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Stephanie Lee. She graduated from Ashland High School, class of 2005, and launched a career on the biggest stage, Broadway. Now she's back in her hometown for a one-day cabaret performance at Ashland High School on June 12th at 7:30 p.m. It's called My Little Voice. So let's talk about that new cabaret. This is your second. What's the basic storyline of My Little Voice?
Yeah. So I knew I wanted to write another cabaret after finishing Matrescence. And as I was thinking about it and thinking about what that sort of art form would hold the best, I kept thinking about the relationship to my voice and, you know, realizing that my singing voice has taken me on so many adventures. I mean, it has quite literally taken me all around the world singing. It has taken me to Broadway. It has formed most of my professional career. And I started to think, what if I told a story as a relationship story? And what if my voice was its own character almost? And we examined what our relationship was, starting out very young and being playmates, best friends, just sort of creating worlds and creating characters and just really singing for the sake of singing. And then, you know, going to wanting to achieve something and being partners and working hard at a goal and accomplishing something together. And then, of course, you know, there is an inevitable fracture in the relationship and moments when I wanted to change my voice. I wanted to exchange it. I wanted to hide it, turn it into something that maybe I thought other people would want more. And then, you know, figuring out how to heal that fracture. That's really what the show is about. The journey that I have had with my voice throughout my life, both physically, where we've gone together, and emotionally.
How do you collaborate with your accompanist?
Oh, my gosh. So Benjamin Rauhula is my music director and accompanist on this show. We started working together on another concert series many, many years ago. And now it's Disney Princess, the concert. We travel all around the world singing Disney Princess songs, which is an absolute dream.
It's I can picture your audience.
Oh, yes. Well, there, and yeah, it's, I mean, we've been to Dubai, we've been all over Australia, Asia, so it varies a lot, but yes, there is a universal love of those Disney Princess songs.
Yeah.
So I've known Ben for years since I went to New York, and I was so happy he agreed to do this with me. He's an absolute genius at specifically this work, and he helps me with the arrangements, helps me with crafting the story, and we kind of figure out, I think the thing that he brings most to this work is really trying to figure out what makes this song the important, what makes you have to sing it in this story. So it's not just plugging in a song for the sake of hearing it, but it's like, what does the song specifically contribute to the story? And as soon as it just becomes singing, we move on.
That's a good criteria. Okay, so that's your musical director, and then you also have a director.
Yes, yes. So I brought on Richard Jessup for this, which has been so incredible because Richard taught me dance classes here when I was quite young, and he also directed me in my senior musical.
Wow.
And I have worked with him professionally since. So when I knew that I was going to debut the show here, I asked Richard, and he thankfully agreed. And oh my gosh, he has made me so much better in this, which he always does. I kind of brought him this crazy idea I had, and he took it and ran. He's given me, you know, all the staging, all the choreography, and again, really a vocabulary physically to be able to tell this story in a very unique way. There is a little bit of a twist that I won't give away. You'll have to come see it. But there is something sort of specific about this story, the point of view of how it's told, and he has nailed it.
I can't wait to see it now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we want to give a shout out also. You're also in another show at the Cabaret, which I've seen you in. Why don't you give a shout out to that character? Because I know it closes this Sunday. What's your role?
Yes, we close this Sunday. Yes, it's Miss Marple, Murder at the Vicarage at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. I play Anne Prothero and Miss Cram. And Anne is the wife of Colonel Prothero, who is, unfortunately, the character who gets murdered at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. How can people learn even more about you and your career?
Yeah, well, you can see me on my website, stephanielee.com. Or come talk to me on the street. You know, those are basically the two things. But it's been so lovely talking to you and getting to share a little bit about the show. It's been really special to be doing it here in the town I grew up in, on the stage that I fell in love with theater.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us in the days leading up to that show. My guest was Stephanie Lee. She's the homegrown star of a one-woman cabaret performance at Ashland High School on June 12th at 7:30 p.m. The show is My Little Voice. Visit our website, ijpr.org, for a link to ticket information. I'm Vanessa Finney. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.